Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, story here. I'm just going to read a bit of it. We'll get more information here from Kathy Nelson with the Sports Commission. Miriam Burns Horn became the Kansas City area's first known major national champion when she won the women's golf title. Her mesmerizing portrait is a centerpiece entering the dining room at Milburn Country Club. Yet, when she died at a relatively young age, she was buried in an unmarked grave. And it was today that Kathy Nelson with the Sports Commission, Tom Watson, I don't even need to tell you who he is, and others gave Miriam Burns a proper burial. And Kathy Nelson joins us on the KMZ hotline. Hello, Kathy.
Hello, good afternoon.
Hey, I just love everything about this story because she was such a legend in her time. And I think we're only sort of all collectively starting to realize what a gift she was to this city.
That's right. And today was, it was like an hour of true Kansas City history with Tom Watson, of course, and gosh, Bruce Matthews, John Garrity, the infamous sports writer for Sports Illustrated and Golf Digest, was with us telling the story. It was a pinch me moment in my career today as we were outside at her gravesite celebrating all about women and women's golf.
How is it, Kathy, that a woman who, according to the story that we were reading from NPR, shared headlines with Babe Ruth back in the roaring 20s and won was the first major sport champion of Kansas City, ends up in an unmarked grave?
Right. I'm learning so much about this in the last 12 months as we've got pulled into this story. And there was a lot of history with Milburn Country Club. And I think once some of these historians for Kansas City started to realize, well, where is she buried? And that's when Bruce Matthews stepped into the story, who was starting to do stories about Forest Hill Cemetery and all of the celebrities that are buried at Forest Hill Cemetery, like Satchel Paige and all of these incredible Kansas Cityans. And he thought, well, I'm going to ask them if maybe she's buried here. And sure enough, they had records of, yes, she was buried in an unmarked plot with her family there. So that's when he pulled us all together and we all chipped in and got her a gravesite, a tombstone, and or tombstone, and today celebrated that.
So, Kathy, I would have absolutely loved this woman. I'm already trying to get some old archival photos to frame for our house because she was a chain-smoking divorcee, sort of swore like a sailor back in the roaring 20s when women were supposed to behave and do all of these things. And and we see this even today in women's sports. The sports writers back then would comment about her stature and about what she was wearing. But then they would also mention that she was playing from the men's tees and beating everybody.
Right. Well, back in the 1920s, there were no such thing as forward tees or ladies tees or senior tees. There was one tee box. And she played from that and started playing very well at a very young age, actually age 15. And she was too young to win a championship, but she did at age 16. And I just think this whole progression of how she did die at a very young age, but how she came about and what you're saying, like she was known as the it girl back in the 20s, the roaring 20s. And they commented on what she wore and that she'd smoke and swear and tell funny stories and chat along the golf course. And you and I talked, I'm like, I would love to play with her. That sounds like my kind of game.
But yeah, but Kathy, the fascinating part is she faded into obscurity.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
And very little is known about that, I've read, Kathy, about, you know, I don't want to say estrangement from her family, but why was she buried in that manner? You know, she just vanished sort of from the spotlight until her death on the plaza. There's not a lot known about those years after she retired.
Right. Well, and I think, too, part of it is, you know, her dad passed well before she ever won a championship, and her mom passed the year before she passed. She had no other family. She had been divorced twice, and no family here. Actually, the other cool piece of the story is her dad, Mr. Burns, is the Burns of Burns and McDonald.
No way.
Yes. Huh. Yes.
Can you talk a little?
The historian with Burns and McDonald was there with us today, sharing that whole story as well of the connection.
Can you talk a little bit about what Tom had to say about her place in history in golf, not just women's golf, but in golf?
Yeah, it was really special. He was inducted along with her into the, and I hope I get this right, the Kansas City Golf Hall of Fame. And I think he's, you know, learning so much about her family and how she competed. They were inducted in 2013 together, and along with Opal Hill and Duke Gibson and Bob Reed, there were all these inaugural members of the Kansas City Golf Hall of Fame. But even then, in 2013, people didn't really know and appreciate who she was and the connection to Burns and McDonald and all this infamous golf story. So his was really the importance of celebrating the history of golf in Kansas City. And Tom spoke so well about we need to protect that history and learn from that history and how Kansas City is such a great golf community.
You've had a whirlwind 24 hours. Last night, you met my friend Dr. Rick.
Yes.
Tell me about it.
Yes. Well, Bill Glass was standing next to me as I walked into a party for Big Slick. And I could not, I was beside myself. Like, that's the guy. That's our guy. The commercials. So he was speaking with Eric Stone Street. I went up to say hello to Eric. And I introduced myself. And I said, hey, I just have to tell you that Dana and Parks were doing a whole segment on the commercials, and I couldn't call in, but I was listening because my favorite commercial is when the guy goes to pay at the salad bar and the cashier says it'll be $19. He's like, no, I'm just paying for mine. I love that commercial. And then he says, well, I'm a friend of Scott Parks. And I went, you're kidding. And he said, we would go to school together. And he had this whole story. And we just had a blast last night. And it was such a great time.
I didn't realize, Kathy, he's a comedian. He's an actual comedian. You know, you just think, okay, he's the progressive guy.
He is. And I remember many a night with him in the editing bays at KU. He is one of the funniest human beings I have ever been around.
He was a joy to spend some time with last night. And granted, Paul Rudd was there and Rob Riggle and David Koechner. And of course, Jason Sudeikis was with us. But I really enjoyed my time with him. And just so clever. And he was telling Eric Stone Street and I about his mustache. He can't do anything with his mustache on. is on. That's protected by Progressive.
It's like
and
trademarked.
So he can tell stories. Yes, it's trademarked. That's the best.
So did you arrange for some sort of interview with Bill, Dr. Rick, here on the show?
Yes, I took care of you. So
yeah.
He's busy next week, he told me. But the week after, he said, get in touch with them, and he'd be more than happy.
Always the producer, Kathy. With all the stuff she has on her plate, she's like, I went ahead and I hooked you up with Dr. Rick.
Good. He's ready to go.
Well, thank you for that. But thank you for introducing us to Miriam Burns and our listeners. Oh. And I'm going to post a bunch on social media about it. I love her, and I feel a connection to her. And I told you, I want to get some photographs. What a talent and what a great story and great legacy she leaves behind here.
Emotional today. It really was to think about this person in 1920 putting Kansas City on the map. I mean, it was unbelievable. She toured the world playing golf at a very young age and representing Kansas City and Millburn. I couldn't believe some of the things I had learned today. The other thing I learned is that you can do a self-guided tour out at Forest Hill Cemetery, just right off the plaza. And Kate Spade is buried out there.
Oh, wow.
I was blown away. Tom Watson's family is buried there. Lucille Bluford. Like, I thought I need to spend the day here and just walk around. And there's new ownership of the cemetery who are taking very good care of it and are anxious to introduce people again to come out there.
Kathy Nelson with the Sports Commission, thank you for your time and the stories. And it's always a pleasure to talk to you.
Same. I appreciate you both.
Talk soon. Be well. What a story, huh? And you know what I love about it? Kansas City really is the epicenter of women's sports. And that Marion Burns' story is coming out. She was the first. She was the pioneer.
913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.